1340 96.5 KVGC. It's 8 minutes after the hour. Time for a look at the latest on the local scene for today. Well, the Amador School Board last night approved a measure to ensure union rights for special education teachers and heard a warning that the current economic good times may not last. The board approved a memorandum of understanding between the school administration and the school district's unions that will ensure that teachers and teacher aides will continue to be covered by union contracts and protections as the Unified School District takes over much of the administration of special education from the County Office of Education. The board stated the transfer process has begun. The board also heard a report on school finances and budgets. Titled The Silent Recession, a presentation offered a rather pessimistic view of future funding from the state, that the cost of living increases that district will receive will become quickly eaten up by rising costs, and the current economic expansion will eventually end. Finally, the board approved an increase in developer fees, the second in as many years. These fees are attached to all housing construction and are used to build new school facilities. All new fees go into effect in the next 60 days.
Well, early voting centers now open for Amador and Calaveras counties. March 3rd, presidential primary election. Vote centers offer in-person voting, replacement, vote-by-mail ballots, Americans with Disability Act, accessible ballot marking devices, forms to register to vote, and assistance in alternate languages. For changes in name, address, or signature, voters can update their registration by filling out a new voter registration form at register2vote.ca.gov. That's the word to T-O, register2vote.ca.gov. Now, voters can still register through March 3rd, receive a ballot for the primary, but both Amador and Calaveras election departments advise against waiting to the last minute. The elections office will also send a form in the mail at a voter's request, along with presidential and congressional candidates. Supervisorial candidates for District 1, 2, and 4 are on the ballot in both counties. In Amador County, only District 2 is contested, while in Calaveras County, all three incumbents face a challenger. District 5 State Assembly member Frank Bigelow up for re-election, but he's running unopposed. Prop 13, a $15 billion school bond measure, the only statewide proposition on the ballot. Now, voter turnout for a non-presidential election at its highest in 10 years for Calaveras County in the 2018 midterm general election, with 74% of 29,555 registered voters participating. Now, in Amador County, the turnout, 79.7% of 22,314 registered voters. Statewide, in 2018, 64.5% of registered voters cast a ballot. Now, the polling locations for early voting open through Election Day, March 3rd.
Now, here in Amador County, the vote centers are located at the Amador County Elections Office. It's open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, Saturday and Sundays, 10 to 6, and on Election Day, 7 to 8. Mace Meadows Golf Course, open Monday, actually open daily, 7 days a week, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., 7 to 8 on Election Day. And in Calaveras County, vote centers are open at Government Center in San Andreas and at the Jenny Lind Veterans Memorial Hall. They are open daily from 8 to 4 on Election Day from 7 to 8.
Well, a portion of Highway 49 shut down after a big rig lost its load. The accident occurred around 2 o'clock Tuesday afternoon in the Carson Hill area near Red Hill Road. For about 2.5 hours, emergency crews removed the truck's wreckage and redirected motorists to Parrott's Ferry Road and Highway 4. According to Highway Patrol, the cleanup required more attention after a logging truck overturned and spilt its load over the roadway. Reports from the scene indicated the truck was found on its side with the driver stuck in the cab. After freeing the driver, an ambulance arrived to tend to reportedly minor injuries. More info on how the accident occurred expected in time from CHP.
Well, Amador High Drama presents Hamlet with the preview Tuesday, March 3rd, 6 p.m. Admission for the preview is $5 per person or $10 per family. Performances will be held Saturday the 7th at 7 p.m., Monday and Tuesday, March 9th and 10th at 6:30, and Thursday, March 12th at 6:30. Admission for the performances, $8 per person, $15 per family. All will be held in the Giles Turner Performing Arts Building on the Amador High Campus. For more information, you can call 267-0108.
Well, due to unforeseen circumstances, Bee Gees Gold, the tribute concert scheduled for Sunday the 15th of March, the Jackson Rancheria Casino Resort, has been postponed. Bee Gees Gold will be rescheduled with a new date to be announced soon. Previously purchased concert tickets still valid for the rescheduled show. The assigned seat or seats will remain the same. If you're unable to make the concert on its new date, contact the sales department at 223-8477 or just head into the casino cashier's cage for a full refund. Jackson Rancheria Casino Resort sincerely apologizes for any inconvenience this may cause.
And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Thursday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day, to visit our website at kvgcradio.com. Our local news brought to us today by Howard's Body Shop and by Votaw Farmers Insurance.